USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top Biden administration officials will be on the road to mark the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The White House says President Biden will speak at the Pentagon. First Lady Jill Biden will be going to Shanksville, Pennsylvania to deliver remarks. Vice President Kamala Harris and the second gentleman will be in New York City. During Tuesday's COVID-19 response briefing, White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha urges everyone to play their part in preventing COVID-19 from spreading as flu season comes around.
We have a vaccine that matches the variant that's out there. It's critical that Americans protect themselves, protect their families. And if people step up and do what is necessary, we can get through this fall and winter with far less suffering.
Kids are back in school in Uvalde, Texas. They're back in classrooms for the first time since the mass shooting that claimed the lives of 19 students and two teachers in May. Students and employees in neighboring school districts were asked to wear maroon or maroon and white Tuesday to show solidarity with those in Uvalde. Ukraine is working to rebuild even as the Russian invasion continues. Speaking remotely to the New York Stock Exchange to open the trading day, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his nation is rebuilding their economy.
Ukraine is a place for good investments and financial opportunities. I invite you to Ukraine, invest in Ukraine. This will be your victory and a new success story for your companies.
People in Jackson, Mississippi still can't drink the city's water. A boil water advisory has been in effect for more than a month. Officials say they must see two rounds of clear samples, which is a process the city plans to begin midweek. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
34-year-old Eliza Fletcher was reported missing Friday, and Memphis police positively identified her body Tuesday. Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis says this is the outcome of an extensive four-day investigation.
While the outcome of this investigation is not what we hoped for, we are nonetheless pleased to remove this dangerous predator off the streets of Memphis.
38-year-old Cleotha Abson has been arrested but not yet arraigned on first-degree murder charges and kidnapping-related charges. Abson was previously sentenced to 24 years back in 2001. The president's divisive comments about Republicans continues.
President Biden continues to hate on Americans over the Labor Day weekend in campaign rallies. Both Republicans and Democrats are disappointed in the president's divisive rhetoric.
But the extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress have chosen to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division.
The biggest contrast from what MAGA Republicans, the extreme right, the Trumpies.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Top Gun Maverick is passing Black Panther as the fifth highest grossing movie ever in North America. The Tom Cruise-led sequel also passed the $700 million mark, which is now the sixth film ever to do so domestically. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.